This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I walk in the green room, and this handsome devil, this magnificent son of a bitch comes cruising through.
Born in Manhattan and raised in Yonkers, New York. While attending the NYU School of the Arts, he worked as an intern for the Howard Stern Show. He launched a stand-up career, becoming a regular at the famed Comedy Cellar and logging appearances on all of the late-night talk shows. You've heard his CDs, Super Retardo, Mitch Fatella's Magical, and Public Display of Perversion. And this week you can see him live on stage at the Improv. Please welcome old friend of the show, Mitch Fatella.
Look at you.
Yeah, look at you.
This is, hasn't aged a day.
You
like a day.
You get manlier every time I see you.
Yep.
You get bit. You get like more buff.
You call me fat?
No,
it's not nice. It's not nice, Mitch.
I'm just telling you, you're a sexy man. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? Why are we even wearing clothes?
Yeah.
I mean, comedy was meant to be enjoyed, right?
We're thinking it. We're both thinking it.
Good to see you, man. How is everything?
Who has a better life than you, by the way?
Nobody. No, but I'm a high school dropout from Olathe, Kansas. Are you kidding me?
Great studio. You got windows everywhere. You have no idea when I go on the road how many studios they put them in this basement.
I've seen them.
And like this dank basement. Yeah.
Awful. Like a closet. No windows, nothing.
Yeah.
Here's the why, though. This got built 2007. So right before the bottom dropped out of everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so it'd been a year later, we'd be in a closet right now.
I love being here, man.
Yeah, it's look, everybody's still here. T's still here. Jake was, everybody's excited to see you, man. Yeah. Oh, you've not met Nikki. Nikki's
nice
new.
Nice to see you.
Nikki's sexy.
See, there you go. I told her. I go, listen, you don't know. He'll seduce you. You don't even know you're being seduced.
I don't know. I don't want to be sexist because I'm sure you're very talented as well. But
no.
But do you know you have a very sultry look about you? Like your face says salt. I don't know what that means, but your face is sultry.
She's a little salty. Yeah.
You know, you remind me of. You remind me of. You know how Renee Zellweger has like a sultry look to her.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You remind me. You have a little bit of that sultry look to you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She's on defense.
She's seducing me with her eyes.
She's married to the guy that got me into business.
What's this dude's name?
Mike Kennedy.
He got you into the business?
Yeah. I was an intern for him.
This Mike Kennedy.
Yeah. Worked my ass off like the slave driver, but a wonderful guy. But Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, and
unbelievable. I had to paint his house. I mowed his yard.
You did this last week?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, no. I mean, when there wasn't something to do at the station, you'd be like, "Hey, you know how to paint?" Yeah. And you knew better. You had to go do it. You just went and did it.
Oh man, yeah. I'll paint your house. What will it get me? I want a studio like this. Well, if I paint your house, can I get it?
You'll end up with Luke Bryan tickets or some country bumpkin show.
I'll do that.
And how much? How old are? How much older is Mike?
He's 16 years older than me.
Wow, nice. I'm 14 years older than my wife.
And today, your anniversary.
3-year anniversary.
Congratulations on that.
Yep. 3 year. It's, you know what's weird? It's 3 years and I still feel weird saying the word wife.
Yeah.
Because for so long it was just escort, you know? So I still leave money on the dresser sometimes and she just laughs and gives it to her pimp.
She's cute. It was your first date though. You had a 3-way.
Yeah. You remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
I think about it all. Are you kidding me? Nobody else in the history of first dates. Most first dates are just a series of awful moments and terrible non sequiturs and sticky fumblings, and it's terrible.
Well, I think the reason why me and my wife worked was because it was the first time in my life that we weren't looking for something, either of us. She had been married before me, and her husband had just left.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And she came to the show, and her best friend was a big fan of mine, and her best friend was like, and I used to do a bit in my act about how threesomes never work like they look in the movies. There's usually in real life one girl crying and one girl throwing up. And you know, and then you have to paint their house afterwards and stuff. And I remember that, you know, so I was used to do a bit about it, and Jessica's best friend said, we should blow his mind and show him what a good three-way is. And Jessica said she didn't even really like me that much. She was just, since her husband walked out, she was like, she was just wanting to assert her autonomy.
Sure, sure. So she can go out and do what she wanted to do.
You can autonomize this however many times you want,
sweetheart. Show your dad, too. You're a big girl now.
Yeah, I'm going to autonomize you from behind, too. And then me and Jess just connected during this.
Did you leave the other chick out? Did it go three? I mean,
yeah, no, it did. But the other girl said that she felt something was special between me and Jess. And
isn't that the greatest idea in the world? Like, there's the filthiest thing between three strangers.
Yeah.
And that she felt, I really felt like something was magical.
And quite honestly, I think I just liked Jess more at the time because I didn't have to use a condom with her. So that's all I cared about. Because Jess is like, you cared about me. And I was like, I care that I could have sex with you without a condom. And looking back now, that was obviously very dangerous behavior. But we got through it, thank God. And now we're healthy and happy.
Had they done it before?
Her and her friend?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were regular, like, you know.
Three-way or lovers?
Yeah. Well, they were both.
Wow. Did she ever come around anymore?
She was just here this week.
Oh, so dirty. This thing is so fantastic.
Yeah, it's a good life. It's a good life. And I don't have to paint any houses afterwards anymore. So
yeah.
I'm happy.
You know, when you first came in, I felt great about my life.
You got a
And
great,
now I feel like,
dude,
like,
this
is what he does,
life.
By the way. He makes everybody feel good. And then at the end, you're like, oh, no.
It's the charm.
Yeah, he always, he's charming. It's crazy.
No.
Your panty's already half off. You don't even know.
Yeah. Oh, they know. She knows. Yeah.
He's got that very...
It's twitching like a bunny's nose in there right now.
Friendly face. Seems very, like, a nice guy. A guy that would be your friend at work.
That's the worst.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know what's so funny is, like, my wife is ready to have kids now. So she's like, we're going to have...
Are you going
to
do it?
Well, it's funny because she's always like, we're going to have so many babies, right? And for years, I've been like, yeah, of course we are. And then I go in the kitchen and put my balls in the microwave for like 5 minutes. I'm like, I got to fry these up. I'm having too much fun. Jessica's like, what smells in there? I'm like, a happy life. And so we just decided we're going to finally do it. And now I'm actually thinking to myself, like, this is where all the karma comes back around. Because I was like, I don't want my... daughter, because I want a girl. I want a little girl. Because I always feel. Do you agree with me, Johnny? That like guys in show business tend to be more sensitive than like other guys.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more empathy. I think that's part of the how you become an actor or a comedian, to sense people's emotions.
Because you're verbal and stuff. Yeah. I don't know if I believe you, but when we were on the phone the other day, you told me that you weren't the cool kid in high school.
No, I really wasn't. Trust me. They all know. Awful.
It's true.
I regaled them with my awkward punch in a McDonald's melee.
Okay.
Awful. Like I worked at a McDonald's.
But the reason why I buy that is because I think that's why you're successful now, because you probably had to find another way to get chicks. And we find our ways through being like really cute or funny or entertaining. You know, like, because I was a small kid and I just wanted the girls to play with me. And I knew that if I was funny,
so good,
then I could kind of get my way in.
Mm-hmm. You had sex with a babysitter, didn't you?
I
feel like, and you've never told me that, but I feel like you have. Like, I'm like,
I tried
finger
a lot.
Babysitter.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't the nicest guy, but, but you know, I mean, he gave me dinner every night. I felt up my babysitter. I never had sex with her. Yeah,
so good.
I felt her up, but
you know what's gonna happen? You're gonna have a kid. You're gonna get a nanny, and there's your next three-way.
Oh, you think so?
Nanny three-way. Yeah.
Jess would probably do that.
Yeah, of course. It's so good. Think about it. Imagine if you could have a three-way and she'd go change your kid's diaper.
Yeah. Jess isn't jealous either. Like, Jess is not one of these girls that wants, like, if we have a three-way, she doesn't, like, this is what I learned. Like, when I started dating a bisexual girl, I thought that meant we would just be having sex constantly with other girls. But then I didn't realize is, like, they have to like the other girl. Like, because as guys, you're just like, oh, right. She'll do it. Let's do it with her.
Yeah, you would just think anyone. Yeah, yeah, of course.
And I learned that, like, you know, because I've pointed out girls to Jess. I'm like, what about that girl? And Jess is like, that girl's got no arms. And I'm just like, and I'm like, what? Now you need arms, princess? I'm like, sorry, I look deeper than the fact that they need limbs, honey. I'm a better person than her. And so
perfect. Yeah. So now you hate people with handicaps. I understand.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
fine.
Like, all right, well, that's who you are.
It's your journey.
You can live with yourself. Yeah.
Selfish. So, that's what she is.
But now I know that. Probably what's going to happen is now I'm going to have a daughter and then she's going to date a guy like me and that's going to kill me.
Oh,
I always wonder about stuff like that. You
That'd
know?
Be awful.
Yeah.
Not that you're not a great guy. You are great, but we just don't ever want to think about it. Same way you don't want to think about your mom. Let me tell you this. So my nephews show up at the land. I bought this, these 20 acres. And we're out there cutting trees down, and we're making these big
fires. Fireworks and stuff like you always
so
do.
They come by.
Manly
and,
stuff.
And he goes, Uncle John, and I can see it on his face. He's getting ready to drop it. I go, what's going on? He just turned 21. He's having a beer with me.
Yeah.
He goes, did I tell you I found Nana's dildo?
No.
And I go, you mean your mom, your grandma? And he's like, no. And you can see it on he goes, your mom. Like,
oh.
And my other nephew, his younger brother, goes, tell him how black and veiny it was.
Oh,
and
no. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, stop. And they're crying. They're laughing so hard. And he drops a story about how Nana sent him to get something, and he went to the wrong drawer.
By the way, I think me and you just came up with the name of our next porno. I found Nana's dildo. I mean, that's a classic right there.
Yeah.
From the makers of Behind the Green Door.
Yeah.
I found Nana's dildo.
You never want to think about it, man. Yeah. You're like, come on, no.
Here's what's weird for me. You know, like you get older and you start realizing your parents were sexual beings and it's very upsetting to you?
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought this was normal. And then one day it hit me and then Jess is like, you know, that's not normal, right? And I was like, I used to find in masturbate to my parents' magazines, the Playboy, Penthouse, whatever. But it was my mom's magazines. My dad didn't have them. Like, my mom used to keep them in her side. Like, the...
Wow. So your mom liked chicks, you think? Did you ever ask her?
Well, let's call her now and ask her.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we should. Hey, Mom. We should. I used to find these Penthouse magazines in your drawer. Let's call my mom. We'll get everybody on the phone.
And it's like, where did you keep your dildo? Where's Nana's dildo?
Oh, Jesus, God.
Yeah, so even Jess is like, that's not normal. I was like, I thought it was normal that, like, why would the dad have magazines? Like, it's the mom that has the magazines. Yeah. I used to think that was normal.
I mean, it's not abnormal. It's just, it's not usual, I guess.
But then you find out, maybe my mom liked chicks, and now I'm married to a girl who likes girls, and I was like, maybe it all, that's...
Man, I wouldn't think about it too much, I'll be honest. Yeah. It's going to ruin your other side.
You're actually making me kind of suicidal.
Yeah, I wouldn't think about that too much. It's like, and Nikki, she only likes older guys because her dad was not a great guy.
Is that Jessica's issue too? Nobody likes their dads.
They like to think it's a connection.
There's a connection.
What do you mean? I like to think it's a connection. You're banging a guy six. How long were you in the building for? He was putting it in you.
A month and a half or so, maybe. Yeah.
You made him wait a month and a half.
Well, they had to make sure the job
it's
was
going.
Miss Good Girl, Miss Good Girl. Jesus,
I know. Uptight.
Starting fresh.
Come on, you know as well as I do.
When I first met him, though, like, he's an attractive guy. He's a handsome guy. But I was just like, okay, new job. Let's, focus, get
right,
in there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until being around him just a little bit that I'm like, okay, well, I'll make out with you. Hmm.
Yeah, it's something.
And then I'm like, so.
How long before you called him daddy in bed?
That's probably 2
months. I just want to put on the record, I am older than you, Nikki. Just keep that in mind.
What was his name on those cards?
Oh, God, Cowboy Clint.
Cowboy Clint.
What's Cowboy Clint?
It was a boyfriend in a box that came out. It made a bunch of news. It might have been 15 or 20 years ago. And he was one of the guys you could take. You had pictures, notes, and all. You could put it on your desk at work, and all the other girls would think, This was your boyfriend if you didn't have a boyfriend. And he was Cowboy Clint's boyfriend in a box.
It was somebody he knew from the town he was from. And she'd asked, hey, would you be one of them? We need a cowboy. We need a fireman. We need,
So
he did
That's a great idea.
And these chicks bought it.
I can't turn it all the way around, but just step over there. Yeah, that's him.
That's him?
Yeah.
That picture's so ridiculous
now. That's who you're married to?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm kind of attracted to him, and I'm not even gay.
Cowboy Clint.
Oh, he's
Cowboy
pretty.
Clint.
Yeah.
Yes, he was part of the, you could collect all 8. There was Dr. Dave, Athletic Al, Corporate Craig, Self-Made Stan, Millionaire Max, Firefighter Frank, Musical, I don't know what his name, Miles, or Cowboy Clint.
And then for Nikki, there's a Grandpa Joe, right?
Exactly. That's funny.
He's got a walker.
Good job with the name, too.
He's got a walker. You can bring him for, there's pictures of him by the lake in his wheelchair.
They thought I was kidding, but.
Do you have the picture you can show him? There's a picture of her husband as, how old was he in the picture?
I mean, he had to be in his late teens, right around 20, maybe.
Feathered hair, ring t-shirt. Tucked into the tightest pair of khaki swimming shorts.
Yeah.
With a very obvious clear erection, almost periscoping out of the top. Leaned against a Camaro.
Nice.
With a tiny straw cowboy hat on.
I got the cover of my next CD.
Oh.
Seriously.
It's the greatest thing you've ever seen. I mean, we were crying when I saw this, man.
Because I had to bring in a bunch of old stuff, and I knew the picture I was looking for was in that batch. And I'm like, oh, and then there's this one. They're like, what the hell?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You, I see, now you know. Now you understand her.
Yeah, but I can understand why girls like older guys, because I think there's something more like self-assured about them, right?
Yeah, he's a confident guy.
Yeah.
Smart guy, good guy.
Like, as I've gotten older, I've gotten more confident, and mm-hmm. I feel like that's more attractive to younger girls now. Like, I'm not jealous anymore. I don't get jealous. Do you get jealous, Johnny?
No, but I'm also not going to let another guy bang my girl.
Yeah, well,
so I would do a three-way with two girls, sure.
Right, but what if you could have sex with a really, really, really hot chick?
I know,
but her husband could have sex with your girlfriend at the same time.
I'm definitely not secure enough. Definitely, see, I'd love to tell you I am, but I couldn't. Get
I
there,
think
man.
You could do it though.
Oh no, because she'd make noises I never had her make.
You see, but I will admit this about my wife. The good thing about my wife is, you can't not be good with my wife. She's so easy. Like, she's so easy, literally. Like, she could use my knee. She could use my foot. She could use my dad. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, she's just so easy to touch. She just will...
Finish.
Finish one after the other. And you
see,
don't have to do
this,
anything.
And you know that what will happen is I would end up in a situation where somebody would tell me that. You'd go for it. She'd be completely, finish. And your girl would be over there like, seventh, eighth, ninth.
No,
no. And she's like, I'm leaving with them. Goodbye.
You rub that beard with in the right place and she's yours. Just, I'm telling you, that's all you need.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.